أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. We openly bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is, and Muhammad is our prophet, Allah's messenger, and servant to mankind. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And as always, we give thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the many, many blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have bestowed upon us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his guidance and bless us on the straight path. Today on this talk, Jumu'ah talk, we would like to speak on actually inviting people to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Holy Quran, it mentions invite all to the way of your Lord with wisdom and beautiful preachings. And this is very important because these are instructions from the Quran. Allah, we are da'wah. We perform da'wah. We are da'is. And we are inviting people, not just Muslim people or Christians or whatever the case, people of religion, but all people on this planet Earth. And we are not the ones to make the decision who we should invite and who we should invite. This is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Invite all to the way of your Lord with wisdom and beautiful preachings. Because quite naturally, if we're speaking the word of Allah from the Quran, then quite naturally, this is wisdom, and the wisdom should be in a beautiful voice, a beautiful tone of voice, and beautiful words to support that tone. And quite naturally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best knower. We like to read from, or read and give some points on Surah 80, He Frowned. And quite nasty, those of us who studied that and we read it and study it and understand it somewhat, then we see that this is a time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had it admonished our dear Prophet Muhammad for using bad judgment. And we know that everything that happens is by the permission of Allah. And he uses Prophet Muhammad also to send a message to us, human beings, because he knows already that we are going to use bad judgment also in our best effort. In our best effort, sometimes we just use bad judgment. And it says here in the Quran, Surah 80, and I'll read from 1 to 12. He said, he frowned and turned his attention away, simply because the blind man came to him interrupting. You never know, O Prophet, perhaps he may be purified, or he may be mindful, benefiting from the reminder. As for the one who was indifferent, you gave him your undivided attention, even though you are not to blame, even if he would not be purified. But as for the one who came to you earnest to learn, being in awe of God, you were inattentive to him. But know, this revelation is truly a reminder. So let whoever wills be remindful of it. Sadaq al-Azim. Surely Allah speaks the truth. And this is why we have to read the Quran, and we have to study the Quran, and we have to study the life example of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam for bigger and better understanding. And we have many educated brothers and sisters in the religion of al-Islam who could articulate these things very well. I'm from the community of Imam Warthi Muhammad, and Imam Warthi Muhammad gives us deep insight to these ayats for our bigger and better understanding. And if we know and understand the story, we know that our dear Prophet Muhammad, he had received revelation from Allah, and he was back in the city of Mecca, and he went out to teach the religion, do da'wah, to propagate, to invite people to the way of Islam, or the way of your Lord. And he was had encountered some of the big Quraysh people. The Quraysh were the leading tribe in Mecca. Actually, the prophet was a member of that tribe. And some of the big ones, the leaders of the tribe, he was speaking to them about the religion of Al-Islam. And they weren't paying him too much attention. They were making mockery or whatever the case might be. But he was teaching them. He said he frowned and turned away his attention away. When the poor blind man came to Prophet Muhammad, he was pulling on his garment, and he wanted to understand more about the deen or the religion of Islam. And then according to the Quran, he says the prophet, this is the prophet, and this is why we say he made a bad judgment. He frowned and turned his attention away. From who? The poor man, the little man, the guys that we walk past every day without showing any regard or any respect, etc. And he was giving his attention to the big people, the big shots at that time. He said simply because the blind man came to him interrupting him while he was giving these big people, pulling on his garment, trying to get his attention away. And then he turned around at the poor blind man. He could be blind physically, but he also could be blind of the workings of the world. In other words, he didn't have knowledge, he didn't have insight, etc. And then he turned at him and he frowned at him. He said, you never knew, no, old prophet, perhaps he may be purified. So this is what we should keep in our mind. You know, we see drug addicts and poor people, homeless people. We see people who might have a perverted spirit, homosexuals or whatever the case might be. He said, how do you know that these people won't be purified? They might be out of their form right now, but how do you know if the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala touches their heart, maybe they'll change? It's not up for us to give the understanding of that. We don't make decisions on who should accept this, because Allah says, invite all to the way of your Lord with wisdom and beautiful preaching. It's important. He said, you never know, O prophet, perhaps he may be purified, or he may be mindful, benefiting from the reminder. So, you know, we are people who like to go to the big people. It just amazes me to see some of our Muslim brothers and sisters. They can't wait to get into the White House to be photographed with the big people. And oh my God, if they ever had an opportunity to be photographed with the president, maybe not so much this president, but even him, a president, a congressman, a senator, and during the time of Ramadan, during the breaking of the fast, the iftar, we have an iftar in the White House or in some Congress or some government, my God, the papers are filled, the online is filled with these iftar, with the big folks. But how about having a crust of bread and a piece of cheese with a poor man sitting on the curb for iftar? We don't even think that. We don't even consider those kinds of things. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our guide. He said he turned away from the blind poor man and he was giving his attention to the big shots. And we have to keep these things in mind, because remember, we are the little shots. We're not the big shots. We want to be big. This is why we turn ourselves to people that we think that are important, more important than those little people that's next to us or maybe below us or whatever the case. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quite naturally is the best knower. As for the one who was indifferent, you gave him your undivided attention. Now, he was indifferent to what Prophet Muhammad was speaking. Just like in the United States of America, during the time of the Muslims who had went astray, and they were terrorists, they called them. They were fighting to establish Islamic states and all the rest of these things. Did they just apply it to the terrorists? No, they considered us all to be terrorists. Every Muslim they considered to be terrorists. Well, how do you know that, Mr. Speaker? Because I know in New York, and I'm pretty certain the federal government, they had infiltrated all of our masjids, all of our mosques, all of our activities, right? And what were they looking for? Terrorists. So why you come to our house if you're looking for terrorists? because they were indifferent to what our teachings were. Never did Prophet Muhammad, peace and the blessings of Allah be upon him, promote terrorism. He promoted peace and submission to God's will. Alhamdulillah. And if that's what Prophet Muhammad taught, and that's what the Quran, the Holy Quran, is giving us from the word of Allah, then that's what should be respected. But he says, as to him, he said, as to the one who was indifferent, he's speaking to Prophet Muhammad, you gave him your undivided attention. He continued to teach to them, and here the man that really wanted to learn, he turned his head, he rejected him. And we do the same thing. And we act like we don't, but we do. We always want to be in the light of people who care nothing about us, but the people who are looking for guidance, we pay them no attention. And if we understand our people, African-American people, of who we are, and also Caucasian people in this society, they don't ask for information direct, indirect. They might approach you from an indirect, but they looking for understanding. And we know that. But we don't have a concern because they are the poor and the rejected. We got to get out of that kind of spirit. Allah knows best. How many times have we visited the poor? How many times have we visited prisons? How many times have we went to homeless shelters, etc.? I can answer that myself. Very, very few. Allah knows best. As for one who was indifferent, you gave him your undivided attention, even though you are not to blame, even if he would not be purified. Even if the man went to hell, it's not your business. It's not our business. You can't save a hypocrite or a disbeliever, right? He said, that's not the weight that Allah put upon the Prophet Muhammad. What the responsibility he put up on Prophet Muhammad was to only speak the truth, teach the truth, regardless to whom or what. And the responsibility for what that person does is not yours. If I speak the truth to my wife, who I love dearly, and she rejects it, the weight and the responsibility of her is not on me. It's on her. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes that very clear. Even though you are not to blame, even if he would not be purified. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. But as for the one who came to you eager to learn, being in awe of God, you were inattentive to him. But know, this revelation is truly a reminder. So let whoever wills be remindful of it. Sadaqa al-Adeen, surely Allah speaks the truth. This is very, very, very heavy. You know, we read the Quran, sometimes we just read through the Quran and don't take time to reflect on the points that is being made. And we look at it as 1,400 years ago or 1,400 and what, 50 years or so ago, right? During the time of our dear Prophet Muhammad. But the message that he brought to us, he's prophesied for us today, right now. And all of these events are taking place within our societies right now today. Every prophet that came to us, it came as types of community, types of individuals. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could show the whole type through the example of one prophet. Alhamdulillah. And when we get to the Prophet Muhammad, he's the manifestation of all those who came before him. Matter of fact, all prior scripture, if we have a misunderstanding of it, is corrected in the Quran. The Quran has the Bible, it has the Torah, it has Father Ibrahim. All of these prophets that came before is right in the Quran. And if we have any confusion, the correction is in the Quran. Now, if the correction is not in the Quran, this is the final revelation. There's no more revelation coming to us, so we should take the time to read it very careful. We don't have to read through the whole Quran. If we take a short part of it and reflect, that's more important than just reading through the Quran without understanding. Quite naturally, we get the benefit of the reading, but we have to also keep in mind that We need knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. For what purpose? For our purpose, and also for the purpose of inviting all through the way of your Lord with wisdom and beautiful preaching. What is wisdom? First of all, we acquire knowledge, right? The first thing that we do, you go to college, you go to school, you go to into the world seeking what? Knowledge. And how you apply the knowledge that you have, that's wisdom. And the more application that you use of that knowledge and wisdom, then you come to understanding. And what is the greatest gift of all? Understanding, quite natural. Knowledge is just to know. Wisdom is to do, to apply. And as a result of that, you come to a higher degree of understanding. So the best teacher is the teacher who have understanding. And this is why we follow the leadership of Imam Wahdi Muhammad. He has knowledge, wisdom, and deep understanding. Matter of fact, we can ask some of the great scholars of the world to sit down with Imam Wahdi Muhammad, and I guarantee you he would enlighten them, because they're dealing on all old understandings, and Imam Wahdi Muhammad have been blessed into understanding for the time that we are living in now. Kul hu Allahu ahad, Allahu samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. We openly bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is our prophet, Allah's messenger and servant to mankind. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We are speaking this afternoon on Jummah, Surah 80, He Frowned, in English. And the point is, don't turn away. Extend this invitation. Invite all to the way of your Lord with wisdom and beautiful preaching. And the best to give your attention to is the one who have a desire to learn. All right, Nasi, we go back and forth with people who might not have a understanding. We want to enlighten them. And quite nasty, it's a challenge, right? Because we're casting truth at falsehood, and sometimes we get caught up. But sometimes when we're casting truth at falsehood and we're in a deep battle for right and wrong, here's an individual just happens to come by or whatever the case. And maybe they don't even ask for knowledge and information. But we see that their conditions demand it. And we can see that by the actions and things that they do, they're looking for the right way. And we have to be there to make sure that we could give them that understanding. In the Quran, it mentions also that Allah blesses with understanding whoever He sees fit. So I can't make a decision where I see a person walking down the street, I see a black man on one side of the street, and I see a white man on the other side of the street, and I go to the black man thinking that the black man is a better candidate for my dawah, right? No, the Caucasian might be a better candidate. And if I don't know one white or black, then stand in the middle of the street and speak to both. Alhamdulillah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah blesses with understanding whoever He sees fit. Alhamdulillah. So we can't get caught up in racism and classism and all the rest of these kinds of things when we do dawah. The dawah, the information, or the information should be directed to the human heart. And whoever desire, let him take it. And whoever desire to reject it, so be it. Not my fault. My responsibility is only to invite those to the way of their Lord with wisdom and beautiful preachings. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. You know, last week, and matter of fact, it hasn't even stopped yet, just goes to show the spirit in this movement, this you know, we call it Black Lives Matter. They're in the forefront. But nonetheless, this is a movement that actually started from the beginning of slavery right here in America. That's where it started, on the ship coming over. Started Black Lives Matter right on the ship. and is manifesting itself right now. Alhamdulillah. And then when we see a brother, a Muslim brother told me, he said, brother, they didn't support the march because Black Lives Matter had a hidden agenda. This is what he said, a hidden agenda. Now, the common interest and the common concern is Black Lives Matter. If it's a hidden agenda, forget about it. That doesn't have any concern with us, whatever. All kinds of people were in the march. Probably some people, who knows? Black Panthers, this one, that one, who knows? Who cares? Because the common agenda was Black Lives Matter, the freedom of black people. So here now we see a group of people who we are not satisfied with, Muslims. Do you know that if we as Muslims would have had a contingent of Muslims to get into the parade, 1,000 Muslims, 5,000 Muslims, 10,000 Muslims with signs, Allahu Akbar, honor your woman, respect your children, invite people to the way that is good, and all of these kinds of signs, etc. You know how much influence we could have had over people's lives? But we made a decision, not we, general, all of us, but many of us made a decision that we're not going to support this because the leaders of Black Lives Matter was homosexuals. That's the point that they were making. Allah says, Allah blesses with understanding whoever he see fit. And then again, who are we to say that they will not purify themselves if they hear the word of God proper? That's not our responsibility. If they do, they do. If they don't, they don't. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. So I think that we made bad judgment. We don't pick and choose where we're going to go. But I bet you if an invitation was made to the White House, there'd be 10,000 Muslim brothers trying to get in there at the same time. Why? Because this is the big, this is the big Quraysh. We want to get next to the big Quraysh because he looks impressive. But the poor blind man, the individual who's blind or ignorant or can't see the truth at that particular time, we paid little heed. I think we need to learn by this lesson, and we have to become mature adults and speak the truth regardless to whom or what. Stop forming cliques and groups and gatherings and things of that nature. Be free for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah alone. And that's where the truth comes from. It comes from a pure, independent heart who gives his heart purely to God. And whatever people say about you or say about me, for me, it don't matter. If I feel that I'm speaking the truth and I say Bismillah and I'm speaking the truth, it doesn't matter. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making it clear to us, invite all to the way of your Lord with wisdom and beautiful preaching. That means the bum in the street, the dope addict. That means the one in jail. That means the Caucasian. That even means President Trump. Even if we, if President Trump, brother, said he want to learn Islam or he want to have an understanding about Islam. Matter of fact, speaking about Donald Trump, I saw he was on a clip and he was looking at the Hajj, and he was explaining to somebody, you know, Donald, he knows everything. You know, he's an authority on everything. But he was explaining to them people about the Hajj. Oh, look how beautiful. He said how beautiful it was. He said all of these people, they're from all over the world, you know. This is Donald. He was tabliquing, you know, giving a Islamic talk, you know. He said they're from all over the world, from all different nationalities. What? They came together as one people. He said there's thousands or millions of people, right? Donald Trump. How do we know what's in Donald Trump? Actually, at the base, it has to be human. Sometimes we go off course, but invite all to the way of thy Lord with wisdom and beautiful preaching. So we have to become educated. We have to read. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also teaches us, he said, go out equipped or ill-equipped. Matter of fact, if you know the whole of the Quran in depth, or you know one ayat of Quran, teach it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us in this life and also the after. Kul hu Allahu ahad. Allahu samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Amin. Qad qamitu salat.